time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Admiral Ronnie Jackson was supposed to be on Capitol Hill for his confirmation hearings on Wednesday. That was before allegations surfaced that show he is unfit to serve as head of the Veterans Administration. John Tester, the ranking member of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs on NPR.
Well, they fall in three different areas. Improper dispensing of prescription drugs, repeatedly drunk while on duty, while traveling, and creating a toxic work environment. He is the physician for the president, and in the previous administration, we were told of stories where he was repeatedly drunk while on duty, where his main job was to take care of the most powerful man in the world. That's not acceptable. We didn't initiate this discussion. This discussion came when we were notified by folks that work with Admiral Jackson, folks in the military, about behaviors that had happened.
Tester had more to say to CNN's Anderson Cooper.
These are called controlled substances for a reason. We have...
So he would actually just go down the aisle and
yes,
just sort of say,
that's correct.
Who
that's,
wants to go to sleep, who wants to wake up?
That's the reports we got from the people, the 20-some people who got a hold of us and said, we've got a problem, this doctor has a problem, because he hands out prescriptions like candy. In fact, in the White House, they call him the Candy Man.
So I just want to be clear, Ambien is actually one of the drugs?
I can get you the, okay. It's a drug, it's a prescription drug, and I can get you the name.
Your staff had told us Ambien
right.
and
yep.
Provigil.
Bingo.
Okay.
Those are the ones.
All yep. right. And I understand he had a nickname in the White House among some
yep.
of the White House staff.
And it was the Candyman because he handed out prescription drugs like they were candy.
The White House doctor, his nickname among some people in the White House was the Candyman.
That's correct. That's correct. That's what we were told.
That's not a nickname you want in a doctor.
That's not a nickname you want in the doctor, and if you consider the prescription drugs we have a problem with in this country right now, it's not the example we need to have set.
During Tuesday's Q&A with French President Emmanuel Macron that passes for a press conference in the Trump era, Trump was asked about Ronnie Jackson and the allegations against him. Trump gave him cover to pull out.
I said to Dr. Jackson, what do you need it for? So we'll see what happens. I don't want to put a man through who's not a political person. I don't want to put a man through a process like this. It's too ugly and too disgusting. So we'll see what happens. He'll make a decision.
So are you saying, Mr. President, that you will stand behind him?
It's I would definitely stand behind him. He's a fine man. I'll always stand behind him. I'd let it be his choice. I wouldn't. If I were him, actually, in many ways, I'd love to be him. But the fact is, I wouldn't do it. What does he need it for? I really don't think personally, he should do it, but it's totally his. I would stand behind him, totally his decision.
Jackson, however, appears to be ready to keep going.
Dr. Jackson, can you say anything at all about these allegations that have come out against you in the last few days?
I'll just say that I was looking forward to the hearing tomorrow, kind of disappointed that it's been postponed, but I'm looking forward to getting a reschedule and answering everybody's questions.
You've seen the allegations, a hostile work environment, allegations about potentially drinking on the job, over-prescribing medications. Are you saying those are categorically untrue?
I'm saying I'm looking forward to the hearing so we can sit down and I can explain everything to everyone and answer all the senator's questions.
Was there an IG report about the allegations?
No, there was not.
How much vetting did the White House do before you were formally announced as the nominee?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Trump met with Jackson in the Oval Office Tuesday afternoon and continues to stand by him. The president said on Tuesday that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, the man he once mocked as Little Rocket Man, has been very open and very honorable.
Kim Jong-un he really has been very open. And I think very honorable from everything we're seeing.
When asked to explain those comments at the Q&A later in the day, he sidestepped the question. Republican Debbie Lusko won the special election in Arizona's 8th District to replace Trent Franks, defeating Democrat Hiral Tipernini. The big story, though, was that the difference was only 5%, 53-47, in a district that Trump won by 21% of the vote. A federal judge Tuesday night ordered the government to continue DACA and accept new applicants. U.S. District Judge John D. Bates called the decision to end the DACA program, quote, virtually unexplained and therefore, quote, unlawful. However, he stayed his ruling for 90 days to allow the Trump administration to provide a more solid reason for ending the program. The Supreme Court is saving one of its biggest cases for last. The justices are hearing arguments Wednesday over Trump's ban on travelers from several mostly Muslim countries. It's the last case the justices will hear until October. The Trump administration is asking the court to reverse lower court rulings striking down the ban. The policy has been fully in effect since December, but this is the first time the justices are considering whether it violates immigration law or the Constitution. The court will consider whether the president can indefinitely keep people out of the country based on nationality. It will also look at whether the policy is aimed at excluding Muslims from the United States. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.